Blog Talk Radio.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Live a bad, he wouldn't live long. And snatch my dad back. Guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study math fact. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler at my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this shit.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes. And see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at Rome. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And amen.
Good evening. This is a True Grudge Racing channel, and I am your host, Big Sham, representing Rough Racing. My co-host, the man himself, Brother Mighty Mouse from Set on Kill, and the legendary, the man himself, legendary, grassroots, everything about Grudge Racing, Brother Shaky, is on the ones and twos. Shaky, I hear you. I didn't even know you was on yet. Oh, man, another great Thursday, man. We are here. We are here, another great Thursday, man. Man, it's coming. I'm so excited. I can't hardly sit down. I'm really excited about June 18th. I don't even know what to say, man. You know, the True Grudge Races, you know, that I know that are here in Chicago, they stepping up, and I know it's going to be flooded with these races coming to play, and I'm just excited about it. Let me give a shout out to my sponsors as always, Brother Leroy and the Clocks Off Crew, the Motor City Mafia, the 1-800 Keep It Real All Day, All Night, Every Day Show, Buy None, Off the Trailer, the South Side, the West Side, you and you. Everybody, man, it's gonna be good, man. We here, and man, it's lock in Thursday. If you're looking for somebody, and they're available to get, we can try to get them on. Is Mouse on the mic yet? Is he on the mic?
No, not yet. Not yet, but 12 days.
Today is the second. We got 16. 16 days.
I'm sorry. I got a little excited.
16 days. It's the 18th.
Yeah.
There go, Mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah,
now
I'm
talk
sorry.
To me. Ho.
What's up?
What up with the mouse?
Oh, man. Beautiful day. What's up, y'all?
Beautiful.
Yeah, man.
Man, congratulations, man. Your son graduated. I saw that. Congratulations. Man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got one down, and let's see, three or more to go.
Oh, man. So
yeah,
I'm working on my last one. I'm working on my last one right now. She's about to be a senior next year. It's almost over.
Okay.
I promise it's almost over.
Oh, yeah.
One more to go. Oh, man. Y'all talk to me. Man, just for everybody's information, you know, I know we 2.5 weeks away. I got another lock-in, another one, another great one. I got Camp 18's IBL versus Jack Ball.
Ooh, that's a point.
What y'all like?
Sure with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, look at here.
IBL
versus Jack Ball. Unbelievable. I said, what you say? Man, look at here.
Yeah.
Man, it's a good one, man. That's all I can say. It's a good one. It's a good one, man.
Yeah.
They coming out the woodwork. They show coming
out
the woodwork.
They love to do it. Yeah.
Hey, Chicago, Indiana, represent.
They stepping
and
up.
Certain people say we don't do no, grudge racing out here. Let's show.
Man, I can't. You know, if what do I want to say? If you listen to people, man, I over these years I have I think experienced just about all the conversations, all of the rhetoric, all of the, you know, good and bad. And, I mean, if you listen to people, man, you just ain't never going to get nothing done. You ain't got nothing positive to say, don't say nothing. But people, they choose to say whatever, and that's okay. You know what I'm saying? You know, the proof is in the pudding. You just got to, you know, people, you know, you just got to get up there. That's it. You know, you ain't concerned with nobody saying nothing. All you worried about is to get up there, man. My job is to get you there, and once you there, man.
Lead you
to
the water. It's
up to
you to drink.
That's it. I secured the place. Now, come on. That's it. I mean,
you
know,
you make
other than
reservation.
All I can say, well, I'm gonna leave. I'm not gonna dwell on it, Mouse and Shaky. All I'm gonna say is, 99.9% of the time, 99.99999, you know, that's a great percentage of the people that say it ain't no racing or they ain't racing. It starts with you. If you're racing, you're not saying that. You ain't, man, I'm racing. You're not saying that. You got to look at yourself. And if you don't have a car or your car is down, then, I mean, of course. I mean, everything starts with you, though. You have to look yourself in the mirror. I mean, you know, for what I got to say about it. You have to look at yourself. You know, that I mean, it is what it is. We moving forward. Bottom line up top. But, man, it's going to be a good one. That's all I can say. It's going to be a good one, man. I told you, one race triggers another and another and another. There's some people, man, that they can't sit still. They going to race somebody. It's going to happen. I mean, you just can't have your car there and everybody and these people racing and you don't get up there. It make you want to race. Well, shit, Shaky and Mouse, I'm sure. Y'all ain't been in the mix. If you ain't in the mix,
right.
Shaky, you ain't been in the mix in a couple years now. You was gone for a long time. You came back. Man, it's still in you. You know what's going to happen. Mouse, you've been down, you know, working on your program and do what you need to do. But, man, you know what this is. It's a trickle-down effect. Man, it's going to happen.
You know, the people that's hungry for it, they hungry for it. They gonna get up there. The people that's not, I mean, they just gonna do what they do.
Just step inside and let everybody else have their fun.
Yeah, it's about to be very interesting. That's all I can say. The names that I didn't hear, you know, if you really, really think about it, just it's just some names that just, you know, that you didn't pull out the out from what who you say? who you say? Yeah, them. That's it, them. Yeah. So it should be good, man. I think it's gonna be really, really good. Oh man, let me get my glasses. What y'all got for me tonight? Let me see. Yeah, no, the game on. The game is on right now.
Yeah, hey, I just want to say I was amazed that last week when those people came out and they really started discussing races. I was like, ooh, wee.
Oh,
it was heated last week.
What?
Yeah.
It was heated.
Man, please, the West Side got over there, boy. You didn't hear?
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was about 25 West Sides on one line. So what? Tell me.
Oh, Three Lug and crew, they really, they came on and did the thing.
They were playing.
Let's see. Hold on. What you got, Mel? Come on with it,
man.
Open it. My
I got a quick question. I don't know if anybody want to talk about this, but I'm gonna throw it out there.
Oh. Okay.
Does suspension really matter anymore?
Stop your stuff now. Stop your stuff now.
Okay. Hold on. I got some people in queue. Preacher boy, come on.
Hey, I'm just listening, man. Yeah, suspension matters to some people, but not all people, bro.
Ooh.
Okay. Peanut, come on.
What up, y'all? What up, y'all?
What up, man? Preaching peace.
And
talk to me.
I'm just listening.
I know you got some because I saw it. Somebody texted me today, and they tagged me in it. They texted me. I know you can answer Mouse question, but I know you got something to say. Come on with it. I want to hear it.
About racing.
Oh no, it was just a question. I can give you my opinion.
Man.
Well,
talking about Peanut. I'm talking about Peanut.
Oh.
I seen this post and somebody is too.
I got
2-3 people texting.
Oh no!
I did not see the post.
I was just more so going at the people who saying that the young generation that's coming up is the one that's keeping racing dead. When nationality is a lot of the seasoned vets who really scared to lose.
The young people, you say they say that the young boys is keeping it dead.
Well, they're not bringing no action. You know, they say racing going to die out in a few years because the young generation ain't really, populating the track like they're supposed to. And that I had seen that.
That's what really comes from the track.
What I had said. Yeah.
Oh, the track. Okay, the track. Well, yeah. Okay, I'm going to hold my, what I think. What you got to say to that, Peanut?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I said what I said. It ain't us. That'd be the hold up. It'd be a lot of people who don't make friends and who scared to do this and who don't want to do that just because of, I've heard a couple old heads personally say, man, I don't know what you got done to your car. I don't want to race you. So it ain't just the youngins. It's the old heads who be acting, for lack of better terms, gay, too. So.
Oh, man. Wait a minute. Hold it. Okay, Mouse, Brother Shaky, what y'all got?
Well, for me, the first statement that somebody said that the younger people are not keeping racing going, I don't know who said that because they definitely keeping it going. And as far as the people that's holding it back, you know, I don't think it's the old or the young. I think it's a combination of a whole bunch of people. It just, some people don't want to go. Some people don't want to lose no money. Some people don't want to lose because they're going to get talked about. You know, it's and that, I don't think it's an age group in that. But that's my opinion.
Hey, Peanut.
Yo.
Somebody just texted me and said, what old head said that? Who said, who, can you name who said,
nah,
who
I,
said
I,
that?
I ain't going to put nobody out there.
Oh, man. No. They show sure ass. Who, what
yeah,
old
nah,
head said that? Shaky, you got something for that? Do you have anything for that, brother?
No, I don't have nothing to say. I got to participate in order to be saying something. I'm still working. I'm working at a high rate of speed. I promise you, brother.
Oh,
I love race, and when it's time to race, we race. I don't know about all that other stuff, but that gay stuff
okay.
is really interesting, though.
Okay, let me say this, Peanut. I totally disagree. I you know what? It all starts where they starting at, and that's they in these foreign lands in the streets, and the progression. You know, you can race on the street. I mean, I would much rather you go to the racetrack because of just what it is. It's just, it's you don't have to deal with all of the things that you deal with when you out there. The car coming, the police, you going from one place to the next. You know, those things. You know, but once they progress, they will go to the racetrack. I mean, everybody, well, not everybody, but mostly a lot of people, that's where they started at. So they you know, you progress to it. I think you progress to it. I don't believe that's necessarily true. I don't know who said that, but
look,
I do believe
the only thing,
that.
The only thing I got to say about that, Sam, in all honesty, a lot of them don't go to the track because ain't nobody going to race. You're going to go to the track and pay for tech and pay to do all this just to ask everybody to race, and ain't nobody going to go because it's a
Hellcat.
Well,
what's the difference if it's that group, Peanut, and they there at the track together? What's the difference in the track? If that same group, if it's the group, if you're saying it's the group itself, what? How do you mean? If you mean to tell me that they faking and shaking on the street, if they sitting up there and they playing, you got to. It would be way more races at the racetrack than it would be on the street.
I mean, Sam, you had street cars at your event last year. How many street cars did you see get them on besides Bookie? Bookie raced four people, and that's by himself. But
no,
how many other
but you
see
gotta race? Look at the collective group. It was but a few people.
The reason they don't go to the track, that time tell them break all dreams. See, right now, the only they race on the street, they run a two. They take that shit to the track, they're going to get disappointed because they're going to find the truth out. So they enjoying the hell out of themselves on the street right now. They ain't got to pay the race. They race as much as they want. When they win, they can say whatever they want to say how fast they done went.
Okay. Wait a minute. Let me open these mics up. B-Fan, come on.
My headphones, and I was on mute. I just wanted to ask, I've been seeing them watching, and I seen the post. I'm not sure if this is where it originated from, but I seen them saying, like, the street brawl is dead. And then after the street brawl was there, they said because there wasn't enough people going up there racing. Then I seen the post that Peanut put up there. But I get what he's saying. I get what Preacher Boy's saying on both sides of the spectrum. Only thing I'm saying is that if the young guys, I go on Facebook and they had a certain days, you know what I'm saying? It might be 400 people out there. It might be 5, 10, 15 races. But if you can bring them same 400 people to come to the track, you know, that brings money for the track. That gives, you know, opportunity for us to have more days than we've been talking about. You know what I'm saying? But they're right. Why go to the track? And if we ain't going to get no races in, but I feel like if y'all can race on the street and y'all got races locked in the street, you can do the same thing at the track. You rather, it's just the thrill of being on the street. I don't understand. Just go to the track, get y'all race locked in, people are gonna come out and see it because they want to see some races and get it on. You ain't. It's the same thing.
My point. Hold on, Peanut. My point when I say go to the track, I'm saying if you look at when they be back there in Mexico, and it's a million of them back there, and you got to wait on the truck to go past. You got to wait on this. You got to wait on the cars. You got to wait on the people to get out of the way. You got to wait on it's a lot of waiting, and it's just on and on and on, and people be sitting there. You don't have to do all that. The race is going to get off, and then another one, I mean, it could just go on and on and on. It's no wait. That was my point in saying as far as the difference between
doing that. And that's right.
But,
like you say, you always say one race might spark another race. So you go, they come to the track.
Absolutely.
Them young boys bring all them cars. Once you see one get on, get somebody on, you're going to find, I don't care if you're sitting around, you're going to find it a way. You're going to find somebody. It's gonna be it's gonna be like a ripple effect.
I do believe that. I believe that. But to your point, Peanut, no, that is false. Well, in my opinion, false information that they are not stopping. They are helping. They doing what mostly everybody did when they started out. And furthermore, what you said, I don't know about the rest of that. I mean, I don't know if you want to pick you. I don't know if you got some old head wise or not, but I don't know about that one. I kind of agree with what Mouse said. It I think it's a particular person. I don't think it's all. I don't single no old head out and say that they act gay. That was your words. Whatever the situation is, I ain't gonna say that. Let me see.
He also put up there too on the street. Them boys be running. They run for, like, we had a talk a couple weeks ago. I listened to the guys, and Leon chimed in. I'm gonna call his name, but Leon chimed in and said something about if they wanted to race for a certain amount of money, and he didn't want to put, and they didn't want to race for what he wanted to race, he gonna pack his car and go home, which made no sense to me because I ain't got to speak on what they did after that, but. The big money racing, that alleviate a lot of racing. A lot of guys, they want to bag you out. If you say, hey, man, I want to run you for $1,500, he say, I got a Jeep. Get up there and take that man's Jeep. It's $1,000 more than you came with. Everybody want to run like everybody rich. Oh, we got to run for lock in 500 on 25 or better, 5-1 on 5. And I say, don't take all that and get no race, man. Go on, get up there, get your little money, go on to somebody else. Because that's how it used to be back in the day.
Hey, be fair, but some people, they do have them pots like that. They can't be like, you know, trying to teach a person a lesson type of thing, you know?
I mean, yeah, that's cool.
I mean,
that's cool, but that's
like what Al said, you got some of them young heads that flash money and talk like money and everything. So when you throw a big pot number up under them and they can't fade it, or it's like there was some of the old school players, too, that talk all that money stuff, and then when you throw a pot up under them, then you trying to buy a race and this and that. So that can go both ways, though.
If our both common goal is to get up there and go, and you talk like Skin say, I ain't going to let you talk $1 million of shit to me and you're going to bet $200. I ain't going to do that. I get that. But if he talking a whole lot, put him in his place. He want to run for that $500,000. Knock his ass off of that $1,000 and show him, man, you ain't got enough. Like, you ain't got enough. You see it all the time.
This is what's going on. You got a lot of people on teams, but the motherfucker that own the car don't even understand. You trying to get a pot for your team to get, but when your car breaks and you need some parts, that shit only come out of your pocket. So whatever the fuck you racing for and you put in the pot, that's all the fuck you racing for. Other than that, you just racing to be killed. If you put $1,200 in the pot, you just ran your car for $1,200. I don't give a the pot is $7,000. If you put $1,200 in there, that's all the fuck you wait for. So bet what you want to bet, and if you get that table, I'll wait for it.
Sensei, your mic is on.
How's it going, Sensei? What's happening, Peanut? I was really true to hoping I could get Peanut to put a name on it. I've known Peanut since he was a kid and my son together. Me and his father come along to the ranch together And Peanut got some of his ideas, I have to admit, is correct. But when guys like BCN come in and say what he said, it almost takes your thoughts because he said it all. Listen, man, back in the, I like to know first myself what Ola had said that about, because I know I didn't. I truly didn't. And I have some things to say. But to be truthful with you, the racing that took place back in the old, that you hear the older guys talk about, it's the things that was being done, generate money, and it was plenty of money. It was hard to buy a race back in them days because a lot of money was being generated. Money is not generated like that per se now. So it do make it harder to race. Well, when you make it harder to race, it looks to the older that have done that and did a lot of racing like you're not trying to race. No one's saying you're not. It's just the perception of it. It tends to do look that way. But Beef just said it best. If you want to run for 15, it shouldn't stop from running for a G. But that's another man's thought on another man's car. See, I feel like you should – I'm not saying I feel it, but I'm just saying, I'm just using myself as an example. Let's just say I feel like you should take that G or that 1200 because you want to run for 15 or you want to run for 2 and he don't have it. Can't make the man have it. Can't make the man bet if he have it. Okay, so if we don't do that, what happens? That's a race that didn't take place. As far as the street racing goes, all the older heads, including myself, including your father, we have had to run a many nights from the police. But as time grew and we got older, we realized that the track was a much better and safer place to go to. That's why the older guys left the street, no longer taking your cars. Took my car from me and kept it 3 days. And just so happened that Crip knew a guy. Because I never would have got it back. The car had no VIN number on it, had no serial number or nothing. So if you couldn't show them, we could never get the car back. Just caught a blessing that he knew who to go to. These are the reasons that the older head said, get off the street. And now they're making them worse. Some states, they're taking your cars and crushing them. You can't even get them back. These are the reasons they said, leave the streets and go to the track. But now, Preacher Boy said, some old friend of mine, he tells all the time, he said, track kills, because Preacher's right. You on that street thinking you run a 2, and you got to the track and find you can run number 6. So now you get scared, and you don't run nobody.
Oh, man.
These are old mythical sayings that's true facts. They true facts.
Straight facts.
If you will race, you will race. If
you don't understand, they just stopped racing the street, and they didn't know when to begin and where to end. So they was always faster than stopwatch.
Listen, man, if you out there doing a lot of showboating, that's just what you're gonna do. And age has no fact on that. It really don't. There come a time you have to pass the torch. You have to.
Yeah,
but what
yeah,
you gonna
yeah.
do when the torch is passed to you? If you're not doing anything with the torch, when the older people have to get out of the way and pass it, well, like it or not, you're gonna hear some things that you're not gonna want to hear, such as the young people are not racing, or the young people killing the game. I like to know who said the young people killing the game. I really would like to know. Man, I wish I could get in Peanut's head right now to find out who said that. It was some lies told here a couple weeks ago, brother.
Man.
I wish I could find out who said it. All right. Hey,
Peanut.
I'm going to get out of
me. I'm thinking about something. Hey, Peanut. Where Peanut go? I'm right here. Peanut, you still there? You still there?
I'm here.
Oh, hey, you ain't never heard Lil Mike say, I know, and he said this years ago on the show. He said that time ticket is the destruction of grudge racing.
The destruction of mini racing, yeah, destruction of mini racing.
It's the destruction.
It has killed the mini cars.
They find that number, and they be like, oh, no, this can't be it. Oh, my God,
hey,
that's funny. Yeah,
I knew a guy that had a car, was racing on the street, and he was checking it with his stopwatch. He was running cars. I know if drag was on, drag did the same thing. He was running cars that we both know could run 1060, 1050. He went to the track and found out he was a 10911 old car. They pulled a motor insurance out of the car, second in the corner. And from that point on, it never even dreamed of coming back out to home.
No! That boy
as long as he stayed away from that track, he was racing. I mean, he was racing. I promise he was racing.
Yeah.
Track has truly been known to kill.
Well, you know, a lot of the young guys, they got this thing, this app you could download and put on your phone.
All of them got a dragon now.
It's called a dragon. It's called a dragon.
But the dragon,
so they
but
use
listen,
that.
The
it's
dragon
kind of close. It's not.
Touch the button.
It's,
what are time, guys? Please.
I got somebody in queue. Let me read. Somebody text me this. They said, "What's funny about a man that won't run his car for short money, but they'll shake down 100 times for free?" Sound like bullshit to him. Puerto Rican Junior. That's who said it. Gerald.
Sound like a truth. Sound like a truth to me.
Yeah, my mic is open.
To me.
Come on with it.
How y'all doing?
What up with it?
Not much. I'll be quick and get on out of here. Two things you need in racing. Time and money. You might have time and you might have not have the money. You might have the money and not have the time. I don't care if you're old, young, getaway, whatever. You don't have those two things. You're not going to do anything anyway. It's hard to do those things because you don't have them all. You don't have a lot of time like you used to. You don't have a lot of money like you used to. Because everything is more expensive now. And everybody know that because everybody just complained about the price of gas lately. Gas was 90-some cents back in the 90s. And I remember 95, 96 was 90-some cents a gallon. It's not that no more. That stuff is going to change. That's the time. And that's the money. But as far as somebody killing it, nobody's killing it. The more tracks closed now than they ever been closed before in history is these last few years. Many tracks all over the country is closing down. It's just a different. The sport is not like it used to be when we was coming through. It just changed. That's all. It's not somebody killing it on purpose. You know, the young guys is just they going on the street. They can do it a little easier because they can take the car out there and run on the street. Because loading a car on a trailer and going through a whole day trying to do that mess, that's a lot of time. And everybody knows it's hard when you come back home at 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. Especially on a Friday or Wednesday night after testing. You got to get up and go to work the next day. That ain't easy. A lot of cars break on a dyno. They break on in a shop. They break in a garage. And then they get to the truck and break. That takes more time and money. So it's just... It is what it is today in 2022. It ain't going to get better. I don't care what people talk about. You can watch videos from down south. Yeah, they got 9 or 10 months compared to our 4 months of racing. It's going to be a little better down there. That's common sense. You know, we got more winter than we got spring and summer up here.
Yeah, Gerald, though, to go on that point, though, everybody got all winter to get ready, and then here comes June, and I ain't seen no one garage race up there. So what's the excuse for that?
All winter people have stuff changing. You know, family changes. A lot of stuff changes in a person's life. You know, you got to understand. I've had 3 people die to my family within the last couple of years. So that changes my whole program. I have people getting sick in the family. People personally getting sick that race. And a lot of them starting to leave. Stuff do happen. But you can put a car together and then stuff is going to fight for the car. I don't care if you have a baby. You change jobs. You relocate. It does happen. So people do have intentions on getting back out and do things, but life throws a curveball, and that always going to happen sometimes. And you got to understand that.
Yeah, well, I understand that. I ain't, you know, my condolences to your family, but.
But, Peanut, this is what's really going on with racing now. You got more people with mouths than heart. A lot of people can talk shit, but can't nobody let the brake go. They always want to say what they'll do to you or sit down with you, and then they heart rate stop you. You need a face taker. They're not going to go.
Hey, Fritz, again, man, I heard the young man what he just said. He just spoke a lot of truth, too. Times have changed. We have to also remember when time changed, it didn't just change on one side. Time changed everywhere. There was a time you paid $100 for a camshaft, and you were making $3 to $5 an hour. Now, you can go to McDonald's and make $15, $17, $20 an hour. So even though it costs more, you make it more. Preacher was speaking on heart. Man, listen, some people are born ready to go and some are not. I mean, it is what it is. Some people can afford to put these race cars together, and then they can't afford to race. It costs, like I believe it was Gerald just spoke, it costs you so much to put it together until it ain't that easy to go out there. This sounds contradicting what I'm saying, but I'm just speaking facts. It's not that easy to go out there and run for $1,000 or $1,500 when you invested $30,000, $50,000, and up $60,000 to $70,000 into a car. That do makes it kind of hard to do it. But you got to also look at the fact that if and when you invest this money in a car, if you get it to get rich off of, you the bigger fool than I am. I know I'm a fool.
You better love the hobby.
You're bigger
than I am.
Oh, it's just that. It has to. If you're not going on NHRA circuit pro racing, you have to remember it's just a hobby. And you need to treat it as such and do it as such. A lot of us don't do that. A lot of us want to treat this game as it's our way of life. And that stops a lot of racing. Because now that GR, that 2,000 I will admit, I got to make sure. I got to at least think I'm being sure of this race. You know, and if I lose it, I might be shut down for a minute trying to money back up.
But listen, this is the way you make people have a little
reality,
more heart.
The game is truly not what it used to be. The money.
But D, this
like
is what you bring racing
to.
Back.
It's
if they race
that.
For short money,
racing,
and they lose,
they
got the money.
Hold on. I wish we'll stop saying bring racing back. I heard Jeremiah say that. Racing has never won anywhere. It's just a slow down. Well, that's every now and then it happens. It happened in my era. Actually, it happened in our era. Well, racing wasn't nothing. And then it picks back up. It happened. It's just the way of life and racing, man. So I'll do that.
So, the analogy with the as far as the money is concerned, if you was a D fan, I believe it was that if they say, well, let's race for $1,500, and then the other people say, well, you know, they ain't got but $1,000. Sometimes the number is so close together. Why wouldn't you race? And you know, everybody got their own reason for what they do, and I'm not gonna say it's wrong. By no means, because everybody got their own reason for why they doing what they doing, how much they doing it for. You know, some people, they scared to death. They going to try to buy the race, what Peanut said. I do believe that. But then some people, might have been Preacher Boy, whoever said, you know, you done talk 5,000 worth of shit, and now I want to make you pay. That's fine, too. But I say all that to say, if it's close, I mean, if you trying to pay, you know, why wouldn't you do it? You know, if it's $1,500 and I say, well, I got 12, why wouldn't I do it for the 12? I mean,
can I tell you something, Sam, that sounds funny to me, though? Listen, if you know in your deepest heart you could beat that person, if they say they got $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, why not pick it up? It's free money to you if that's the way you feel.
Right.
The whole problem is, all I'm scared.
Hold on, preach. I'm not. I agree with you. I'm not saying that you're wrong, but I'm saying, but you can't take it out of context of the people that's running. They might have a specific number that they want to run for, and that's fine. But my point was, if the number is so close to where you want to be, I use that 1,500, and they say they got 12. Then why wouldn't you do it for the 12? That was my point. You know, it's so close to it. I'm not saying if you want to race for if you tell me I want to race for 1,500, and I say no, I want to run for 2,500, and you don't want to race for that. That's something totally different. And no, we're not gonna race. You're not close to where I want to be at in the race. But if it's close to the number, is what I'm saying. Why not do it if it's close to the number? You know, but I guess everybody, in a sort of sense, they got a point. But what you said, Peanut, I just don't. No,
I totally disagree. I think that all the these young guys, man, they keep it going. Shit, they the ones. It's all gonna unfold eventually, you know. But to your other statement, I mean, I don't want you to say old heads, because that could be anybody. I just believe that could be anybody. I don't know. It sounds like you are. Okay, somebody texted me and said people are starstruck. The bigger the number, bring more hype and attention. Who can, well, and that's true. I do believe that. But man, what, you know, when did it become about me caring about what the hype? I mean, how much it is or whatever. I don't know. I just don't believe. Like, let me just say this, Sensei, before you say it. I don't care how much you ran for. I just don't care. It don't even matter how much that you ran for. 99.9% of the time, if you raised somebody for 20 years ago, you're not saying, man, I whooped him for 10,000. You saying, I beat his tail. That's it. It ain't even about the money. It ain't never. It's just, it's like I whooped him. In most case scenarios, I'll just say that. In most cases. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Sensei. What you got?
Well, no, what you're saying is so true, Sensei. That's what stops the racing. That right there. Not the person. It's that financial burden you put on it. And, you know, back when we were street racing, everybody had their limit. I heard Peanut said this earlier, and he was right about that now. He showed up right about that. There's a lot of more guys that's clicking up than they did back when his dad and I was out there. You had your own little camp you ran with, everybody, you know, had their own little garage that you hung out at, and that's who you betted with. And whatever you all came up with, that's what the race was for. Now you got guys going all the way south, clicking up with guys, all the way north, picking up with guys, and I can't run this guy. I can't. You know, Osa told me some years ago, he said, Cram, when you whoop your friends, they make better friends. And he proved that to me because he beat me twice in 1 week. And we best of friends. Friends don't want to run friends now. I can't run because that's my
wait
guy.
Wait a minute, Sensei. Hold on. Where Peanut go? Because he started it. Peanut, where you at?
I was in the game.
Peanut. Is Peanut still on the mic?
Hey.
Yeah, you
got
Peanut.
I don't got fat. I got stuck under the car.
What's going
on? Oh, you under the car?
No, you're under the car. He's
working.
I'm good. What's up?
I want to ask a question.
Yeah.
You, I'm using you as an example because you said what you said. What about you and you racing your friends?
Oh, you best not believe I'm going to race anybody that's going to try to race me. Now, I ain't going to throw no bet up on them if they my friend, but it ain't going to stop no race from happening.
That's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear that, but I'm just curious because that topic's been coming up over and over and over again, and it ain't stopping.
Yeah.
It's like my cousin. Me and my cousin used to get out here and race. We had the little supercharged Regal and Bonneville, so we used to race every day. But when we came to race somebody else from over on Chicago Avenue or something that had the same car, we put a bet up on them. And that's just how it was. We weren't on big man, we were young, but, you know, it was bad. But me and him.
Oh, it don't have to be. It don't have to be. Man, hey, Peanut, I'm just using for example. Yeah. Years ago, when we was racing on the street, and I raced, I'm just using for an example, the Trans Am. I raced Bernard on the street. I don't know what it was for. It had to be, I can't even remember the number. But it wasn't no big number. Man, but you could, it was like we was racing for 10,000 because I promise I was trying to kill them for that. Damn it was. Man, I was on. Man, look at here. It was you couldn't pay me to think it wasn't for no big money, but it wasn't even about that though. So I, you know, I guess, you know, things that, you know, it can be different, but I don't know. It's just a matter of opinion, I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just different because, you know, I don't go at nobody. I don't do the disrespectful talk and stuff like that. And I don't try to throw no bad up on nobody. But every time I ask somebody,
you don't have to be disrespectful.
Problem, so.
You know, it could be, you know, it don't have to be disrespectful. When I raised you, it wasn't disrespectful. Y'all just said, hey, what
not
you want to do? That's it.
But
I mean, it wasn't hard.
A lot of people don't take it that way, though. You ask somebody to raise me. Why you trying to raise me?
What? Why am I trying to raise you?
No, I'm saying that's a talk. That's a rhetoric nowadays when you ask somebody to raise.
What's the response? Peanut.
Hello?
Yeah,
what's the response? What you say the response is?
So if you ask somebody to raise right now, and you know this person, I don't know. You just ask them to raise. You don't know what their program is and all the other stuff. First thing they're going to say is, what you want to raise me for? I've dealt with that.
Oh, man.
So that's why
Gerald, come on, squat over Terry O'Mike. That's the,
okay,
man. You know.
Somebody said that. I don't think they need to be racist.
I don't even know what the response is for that. You just got to show them, teach them different, man, because that's what I'm talking about. It's a lot
you
of things
show
that,
teach nobody,
that.
You can't show and teach nobody nothing that's getting longer than you.
Yeah, wait a minute. Say that again.
I said you can't show and teach nobody nothing that's been in the game longer than you. So if I'm asking all these people that don't been racing for 20 years, I'm only 28, so I've been racing long. I've been down there alive. I can't show them and teach them nothing different. They already said their way.
Wait a minute. You talking about somebody old saying that to you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hold on, Terrio. I mean, wait a minute. Hold on, Gerald. You got something before I over Terrio?
Yeah, I just wanted to say about that friend part. Most of these people putting the money up on the pot higher now because the friends have brought a whole lot of entourage to the ones that actually doing a lot of racing or mostly winning in racing now. Because I've seen 40 years of racing almost out here, and I knew who started off with who or who been with who. Most of these people ain't never been with each other, but now they're part of each other's crew now. And we can tell all of the people who wasn't with this person, but when the person wins, everybody's trying to get on the bandwagon to get that pot up so they can get into that pot and get some of that money. And these people are trying to accommodate all these people that's on their coattail. We know who all been started with who. I don't know how long we've been doing this.
Oh, man, what you said?
I started with a little joker, racing this little joker on the street. I ain't see nobody with this little joker. Now everybody his buddy now.
Uh-oh. Terrio, come on.
Hey, man, only thing on your topic,
man.
What I got to say, man, it all goes back to where you at in your lifestyle and racing. Once we first started as kids, it was about whooping his tail. As you didn't evolve and put all this money in these cars, it's about the money. I don't, at least that's what it means. I don't care if you whoop my tail for $10, well, I don't give a fuck. But once it gets to that money, it's about the money, man. It's strictly about the money. If it ain't no money, then I don't want to do it. It's where you at, man. Once you start off, like Peanut said, they doing it with a friend or something like that, it don't mean. Now, y'all having fun. But once you involved in this shit and put all this money in this game, man, it ain't about no just doing it for the hell of it. It's about the money, man. So if I beat you out of 5 or 10,000, it would feel good.
I know two camps that wreck their cars for free, racing each other when neither one of them give up.
Nice, if I could flip a piece. Yeah, that's what I'm. But I'm just saying,
it wasn't nothing but luck involved.
But D,
yeah, it was not. It was only luck involved.
But but that's when the money was that money was so plentiful then, and what you saying then.
I keep trying to push that without going too far with it. Mine was much more plentiful then than it is now.
I ain't
talking
about that.
Well, I can hear what you're saying.
The red ones and the blue ones.
It's all about, man, in my end, it's all about that cash, man. If it ain't about that money, man, forget it. It ain't even
I'm
but it depends on where you have in the race.
For the blue and white ones and the red ones.
Preach. Hey, preacher boy, mute your phone.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what, Terrio? I agree.
What you
and
doing,
T? I disagree. All at the same time. I mean, they go together. If you want to race for the money, certain people, Terrio, I would say it may not even be about the money, depending on who the person is. I think it varies. You might race somebody just to whoop them. Predicated on who it is, for little money. It might be for little money, but you just want to whoop them. I'm not saying everybody. Don't take it out of context, but I'm just saying it may be somebody. So I think it varies.
Little
with
money
who
or
it
big
is,
money.
It don't
matter. No. You don't understand. Little money to some people is big money. It depends on the person. A person was I was running back then in the day. For $100, that was a lot of money to me. So it ain't going to be the value of the dollar of how much the pot is.
It's
running for the money.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you guys who I think got the best idea when it comes to racing. Not the best person, but I think he got the best idea. He quickly tell you I run for 50 and up. And he has proven that he will run for 50 and up. That's BD. But now,
let me say this real quick. Peanut talking about. That's who I want to know. I want to know who Peanut talking about.
I really wish he put a name on it, but he won't. I wish he
would.
I really want to know. But I'm going to say this, Sensei. I heard you say this about the money. Listen. I was able to bet plenty of money back then because I was having it, but it wasn't the money. The money was secondary to me. My first thing was to prove that I could take a beauty and whoop on Big Buck Chevrolet with it. And I still have to do just that. Money was an asset, but it was like secondary to me, and I was betting plenty of it, having plenty of it. It's not like that now. There's a lot of fake money out here now.
Sensei, you there?
I'm here.
Somebody that's been around for a minute, then stirred Peanut up. Peanut, you're not gonna tell us?
I really wish you would put a name on it. I really wish you'd go and say who said what, because he wouldn't have made that mind statement like that.
He didn't say it a couple of days. Man, I
want to
know.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I like it. Old people said that. Older guys. I really would love to know who said it.
Money will always have its place.
I don't know if it's the same person or not. But some whoever this is, the person they were talking about, why you want to race me? What? Who says that? I can't even conceptualize somebody saying that.
You got a car? I got a car. We here.
I understand that. Neither.
I wouldn't.
Unless. They were two different, like you ain't had no business saying nothing to them, you know, like you bullying them or something like that, maybe, you know, to that effect. But I don't understand that either myself.
Why would someone say that? That's crazy to me.
I don't know, but that's
you know, you don't put the value of the dollar up for any man. A guy can have a 13-second car, and it can be the fastest thing in the world to him. So I ain't saying the value of the dollar, how much the pot is, but it's about the money. A person is least to me, it's about the money.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Now, once you was younger and doing it, of course it's fun, man. You like race for fun, or it meant shit to whoop somebody's ass. But as you then got older and you putting this money in these cars, man, it ain't fun of this shit. Look how much racing going on now. If it was for so much fun, these motherfuckers be racing like clockwork. Ain't nobody racing now. They waiting. Look at what's been happening up here now. Ain't nobody raised nobody until God bless us. We have a nice weather out here in two and a half weeks on the 18th. Everybody's going to be at the track trying to race, and they're going to be trying to bet some money. So, you know, it's about the money. No matter how you put it, man. If we hold a man now, instead of pricing with toys, the difference between man and boys is the price of his toys. So, shit, we grown-ass men.
Oh, my goodness.
We grown-ass men, man. There's no motherfuckers out there. Yeah, we man now. We ain't out here doing this shit for fun.
Is that $500? Man, what? The price of the toy.
The man and the boy. The price of the toy. From a man and a boy. Hey, a boy playing with those toy trailer cars, no battery-operated cars. A man playing with these real cars. And we doing it for the money. You ain't doing it for fun.
Yeah, you'll see.
Hey, I have to throw it in there. After that Saturday, I'm going to put a motherfucker back in his place. He's going to be back in that bracket racer for goddamn that goddamn that motherfucker will step out his motherfucking league.
Unbelievable.
You can best believe that. I'm going to put a motherfucker back
where he's going. He out of the league, Terrio, you're going to bring him
man,
off on mute now. You're going to bring him off.
Oh, man.
Hold on, Terrio.
You know you're lurking. Oh, man. Junior, well. Your mic is open. Come on with it.
What's going on with this show?
What up with it?
Not much. What y'all talking about?
Man, Peanut then came on here and said some things. He said that somebody was talking, I guess it's an old head, somebody, I ain't going to call out, somebody that's been racing for a while, that the young guys is, you saw the post because I saw you on there, the young guys is messing the game up or something, and then he said some of these old heads they acting gay. I don't know what that means, but you know what it means. That they ain't trying to, you know, somebody said something to somebody, and they told him, why you want to race me? What you trying to race me for? Which I ain't never heard ever in my life, but I don't know what you feel about that. Tell me what you think about that.
I mean, if an old head told them that, they probably felt that, you know, either they too buddy-buddy or they not in Peanut class. Like, they probably feel Peanut too fast for him, so it's like a slap in the face to them for him to be asking. That's only two things I could think of, you know what I'm saying, for him to even make a comment like that, as far as the old head. I couldn't see no other reason behind making that statement either. He considered y'all too close to be racing each other. Well, that's it. I can't think of nothing else as far as that statement. But I know y'all
are
talking.
I
know.
I agree with what he's saying. I agree with what you're saying. I agree with the man on that. But, hey, let me ask you something, man. Are you racing for friendship or to say you whoop a person's ass and you're racing for that money?
It's a combination of both, Terrio, in my opinion, because it's very rare that you're going to be able to make the money back off of the car that you put the money in. It's very rare.
I do agree with that. I'm saying once you racing for that $500 pot.
Say that again.
I'm saying once you racing for that $500 pot. Are you really racing to say you whooped that ass, or are you racing for that money? If it's 500, 1,000,
it depends on the person. It's more of a bragging right when there's a price that small, when there's a pot that small. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying there ain't no price tag on what a dollar means to a person. You know, maybe $500 to somebody else is a hell of a lot of money. That they're what they got.
Yeah.
And you know, like me, once I was racing, and back in the house, we racing for $50, $75, $100. That was a lot of money to me. I didn't want to lose some motherfucking money. You whooped me out. I wanted to win my money back. You know, I guess I just use the sport in my part. The sport is done because I like it, but I try to win money off of it. It's the same, you know. It's,
absolutely.
It's
like, I mean, that's the same for me. I love the sport. It's not something that I do because I want to do it. I do it because I have to do it. And what I mean by the fact that I have to do it, I'm addicted to it. I will, if I blow up 10 times, I'm going to fix it 10 times because it's a drug that I'm addicted to, and I ain't going to be able to let that pipe go. Oh, I'm sorry. So it's a combination of both for me, the money and the fun and the bragging rights. Because for some people, you like, fuck the money. I'm going to fuck him up. It's just who that person is, how he is. He might be a person that's been knocking people off, and you want to get him. So it's a combination of a lot when it comes to me. Some people do it for the money.
I
want to
get him and that money, though. It's both of them. I want to whoop his ass with that money. Like Graylo, I love him. That's my dog. Man, but I want to beat the shit out of him and go in this motherfucker. Well, go in Sam Fox's. It ain't Graylo Fox's. I just got to show him. I'm trying to bring that motherfucker off mute. Because he know he's listening. 2.5 weeks. We going to have a rumble at Sam's motherfucking race, baby. Man, I can't wait, man. I'm counting days, man. Sam, do you know how I'm counting the days, man? Do you know how I'm counting the days? Each motherfucking day, man, each hour, I got a Crayola on the calendar. As the hours tick off, I'm coloring in the color. It's like coloring in the coloring book, man. Today almost over with. Hey, the 2nd of June is halfway colored in. At midnight, I'm going to color that motherfucker in, and I'm going to start over then on the 3rd. Say this out, man. I'm counting these motherfucking days. That motherfucker Grado was a bad wolf boy all throughout the whole first half of the year. Snow on the ground, bringing money to the restaurant and talking all this shit. And now that motherfucker quieting in the church now. That motherfucker, the same way that boy Tate knocked that motherfucker out in the 6th round, I'm going to knock that motherfucker out in the motherfucker. In the 3:30 mark, that motherfucker going to be knocked out, man. Fuck it. Shut it down. Hey, man, watch this. And then, man, do you want to know what's the stupidest thing in the world, man? How the fuck do you want to put the driver or the driver in this car, man? That's dumb as hell. That motherfucker just fell for the dumbest trick in the world, man. Yo, man, shit, as long as Puerto Rican Pete or Lenny don't drive it, you got the hit. But afterwards, I'm gonna give him an all day sucker. I'm gonna give him a lollipop. That's gonna be his reward. A fucking lollipop. A sucker.
Unbelievable. I think it's gonna be really good, man. I think they're gonna come out the woods for this one. They gonna come from out the bush.
Man,
I'm just
I hope it's the match like to kick off the rest of the year.
Yeah, I really do. I think, you know, just man, I just do. I really believe it. People, you know.
Well, that's what we need. This is a tank fight, man. This is a motherfucking fight, man.
Yeah.
He's talking shit. Now you ain't got quiet. I'm going to knock that motherfucker out. Faint knocked him out in the sixth round. I'm knocking that motherfucker out at the 330 mile. That motherfucker going to be knocked out. Bam!
Man, my God.
The clock steady ticking. That's all I got to say, boy. The clock steady ticking.
This is true. It is ticking. It is slowly ticking.
Yeah, man. Yeah, boy. This is going to be a good one. We got some good ads coming out. Scrap coming out. Yeah, this going to be it's gonna be a nice party, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be a real nice party, man.
I'm curious to see. I'm really curious to see how it unfolds. Sit down. Really curious to see how it unfolds. It should be good, though.
Take your ass.
It should be pretty good.
Somebody getting some back right now.
Man, it sure is. Oh, man. Oh, man. Well, everybody's mic is open. Man, what y'all got? I promise. I don't even know what to say, man. I hope that helps. Peanut won't give us who said it. I'm really curious to know who said what. He don't want to put him on Front Street, I guess. But I'm just, it's not really even like putting him on Front Street. I'm just curious to know, like, man,
what they meant behind
who said that?
You want to know what they meant behind it?
Yeah, somebody, he felt some kind of way about him because, I mean, it's somebody that's been around. I don't know who it is. He wouldn't say it, but it's somebody. Uh-oh. White Castle.
Hello, motherfucker.
Hello.
Hey, Sam. What's up, Sam?
Yeah. What up?
Hey, what up? Hey, I'm gonna say this on my behalf. I was one of them, and I would say it every time I want to say it, many times I want to say it.
What did you say?
I say they ain't racist. I listened to the whole show, they ain't racing. What I mean was people are so slow. What I mean about the races, I can pull up all these videos that I used to go to track and record on Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. We was crying for this weather. We get this weather.
Mm-hmm.
And there ain't no racing. All you want to do is get on the phone and say what a person ain't doing or how they should run their program. But what are you doing about it? Because you ain't doing it. You can say all you want about what somebody used to do or what they doing or what they should be doing with their own program, but you ain't doing a damn thing. Now, if you had all these asks, all these questions, and everybody came up with these answers, what did we get out of that? Did you solve anything behind that? Or we continue on wait on events or wait on a certain person to go to the track and everybody want to go watch him.
Yeah,
that's why I go live when I want to go live, so I can see how many people I can watch who can watch my live feed. In 30 minutes, I got 300 something people in 30 minutes watching my live feed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what they come up with?
I said it in the beginning. It start for whoever says that ain't no. It starts with you if you got a cop, and you if you racing, you're not even thinking about who racing it or it ain't no racing because you racing yourself. But if you not racing and you saying it, then what you have to. Everything starts with you if you got a cop.
But a lot of times, sometimes we can. We can get people up off their ass. You might have to say certain stuff to make a person move or make a person get up and do something. You know, instead of wait on Thursday, and you can answer everything Sham say, but when we say Friday, Saturday, and Sunday come, you like a lizard waiting on somebody to drop a piece of lettuce or waiting on somebody to go live so you can sit back in your couch and fart and look at what he's doing, but you ain't supporting nothing. But you're the first one to run up and tell all the problems. Because I can go live, Sam, in about 30 minutes. I damn near got 300-some views. I ain't going to put no name on it because I go back and look.
You ain't talking about young people. You talking about just in general, just across the board.
In general, period. I mean, damn, I can pull up. I can pull out some shit and Wednesday nights, damn near, used to be like a day of Sunday. I remember Sundays, we used to, you go. Now all we do is wait on Thursday to tell us the problem. But we ain't solving the problem because all we do is tell about the problem and talk about it, but ain't nobody solving it. Because all you got to do is go live, and that's how you solve the problem. Oh, look at him. He's talking about throwing my race, and all he do is sit back and wait for me to go live.
Well,
that's why I don't go live as much and I cut shit off.
Essentially, I mean, is it a problem? Who is it a problem?
It's always going to be a problem because everybody always got answers for it, but they didn't stop.
I'm saying somebody is going to be a problem to somebody, but not everybody. Everybody got something to say. I'll just say that. Not everybody, whoever got something to say. I mean, all I can tell you is look in the mirror. It starts with you. Bottom line, up there.
It starts with the person. It starts with the person, but end with the people that got all the answers, but they ain't solving the problem. I can tell you every week about what's going on, but I ain't solving the problem. Since we ain't racing, we still have time to solve some of the problems we got.
Well, hey, Sam.
All you got to do is get up there. Yeah.
So you said it starts with the person in the mirror, right?
Yeah, that is saying it ain't no race. Yeah.
So I'm why haven't ran toe tag or why haven't you ran B fan again or why haven't you ran somebody else? If it starts in the mirror and you want to race, and you want to engage, why do people sit out so long? You know, that's what I'm asking.
But it could be for whatever the reason is, Peanut. It's just like me saying, my knife. No, not my knife. Just using. I don't want to use nobody's name, but why knife don't want to run fork again? For whatever the reason, that's their reason. It don't matter how long it takes them. Why is everybody worried about what somebody else is doing when you got a car yourself?
No.
I can pull a whole bunch of names out of the hat and say, why you not doing whatever you doing? Why you go over there and then raise no fucking body? Why? I'm not concerned about nobody else besides myself. You should be worried about your program and what you're doing and what you, who you're trying to raise.
Okay.
I was saying
it starts with the person in the mirror, but if you're trained to go and the other person trained to go, you know, it's only so much stuff that can be said. Now, me personally, I've asked people to race all year. They ain't going to go. So do I look at myself in the mirror again and say, oh, damn, Peanuts,
But see, there you go. Now, I'm glad you said that. It could fall on you. Are you just trying to race? I'm not saying that you are or you're not. Don't take it out of context. I'm just giving you the example that you're giving. You saying that you're trying to race whoever. So you mean to tell me that one or two people, whoever it was, you can't find nobody to race? Are you trying to race somebody that you know that you got covered? Are you just trying to race somebody dead? Or are you trying to gamble? It could be a whole bunch of things that somebody could say that you saying, oh, I tried to race them, but really, you it's a whole bunch of people that you could be trying to race. Does that make sense? For whatever the reason, you just not – you didn't race them or whatever.
Everybody trying to race someone they got covered, Sensei. Everybody.
No.
If you pick your razor, everybody want to race somebody they think they can beat.
Right. No.
I don't know
if no
one
going to
go into a race thinking they're going to
lose. Yeah, that's different, though, Sensei. Don't take it. Listen to what I'm saying. You know how somebody say they going to race they trying to raise somebody that they know that they got covered. That's the only way they're going to raise, right? That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
I'm talking about you can say, oh, I'm trying to raise, but they're not going to try to step in no mud and get nobody to raise. That's what I'm trying to say. Not whether
you
do it or not.
I'm agreeing with
you. That's up to you. You know what I'm saying?
I'm agreeing with you. Everybody want to raise somebody they think they covered, and no one that they're going to get them a roster they don't want to raise, and then they'll come back and say, well, I couldn't get no raise.
Exactly. So
that's exactly what they're doing. That's what I'm saying.
That's an on and on conversation. He used me. He said, why I didn't race B-Fan again or whoever else for that matter. And I'm saying it could be for whatever the reason is, whatever the reason. I'm not worried about why Peanut ain't race whoever
that,
again.
It wasn't a personal attack at you. That's what I'm trying to get you.
Say it again.
Your card. I wasn't.
No. I understand what you said, Peanut. I understand. But I'm just saying in general principle, worry about yourself. Why is everybody worried? It ain't no racing going on. Okay. I said, look in the mirror. If you got a car and you ain't racing, then what? You a part of the problem. You it started with you, right? And your response was, oh, I done went around and I done tried to race a couple people. Man, it's 50 damn cars out here. You mean tell me you can't find nobody to race? Hello?
Hey, it's 50 cars around. Damn, it's 50 cars around here, but you can't find 10 to go to the track. It's 50 around here, but you can't find 10 to go to the track.
Okay, stop. I want to walk before I run. Just hold on, Leon. Hold on one second. Go ahead, Peanut.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Who? It's 50 cars around, but all of them either hurt or they begging for something when y'all literally in the same class. So, what the fuck you
going to
do then?
No. But if a car is hurt, why draw? Why draw on that car if you know you're hurt? Draw on one that's not hurt.
You said what?
Don't make a name for it. Why, I'm not saying you in general. I'm just saying in general. Why would I try to make a name off myself on drawing on cars that I know not ready or a car that's hurt when I got 48 more over here that's not hurt? Pick me one of those.
Well, see, some people really don't know what the fuck other people doing in their camp. They just ask them a question. So, yeah.
Well, that's what make racing, though, Peanut. I don't know what you're doing. You don't know what I'm doing. That's true to what made racing be what it is.
But
I think I got this on you,
D.
Or you think you got that, and we go to war.
But, D, you got to remember, though, back then you had more participants. Well, you be all at OCs or you be all at somebody grinding, you had more people willing to race. Right now, y'all, to me, people trying to make a race once you ain't got many candidates that's willing. They got cars, but they not willing to come play. You know, whatever they if they don't have the money, if their car broke, or if they afraid. Whatever is stopping them from willing to play, you can't draw blood from a tulip. You can't make nobody go.
Even though we know a lot of people
got a lot of cars. A lot of people out here got cars. Yes, they do. But them trying to get them to go is a whole different subject. Back then in the day,
well, that's what I mean, Terry. I said move on to the next man, though.
But it ain't many next man out that's willing to play. That's what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying.
But if you can't move on to the next man and find someone, then you either got to slow your car down or speed your car and move into another class. If you can't find anyone in that class to run, you got to do one to two. Yeah, I mean, if we make a blanket statement like that, there's only two or three guys in here for me to run, and two of them down and one won't run me, I got to do one or two things.
But,
Vic,
we didn't get older now. We ain't getting ready to put all that energy into this. At least I'm not going to put all that energy into this.
Wow.
Just wait. If stuff comes your way that you're willing to run, that you think you can win, you're just going to go at it. A person that's ready. But as far as
I'll just go ahead, Terry. Vic, I got you open.
All right,
come on with it, Vic. Come on with it.
What's happening?
Hold on, D, so you say people should jump in another class just because the class of car that they in is not racing?
No, that's not what I said. I rephrased it. What I stated was, Cheerio says it's not that many cars racing, and you can only find two or three that run. If you find two or three cars that you think qualify to run you, two of them broke, and one say he can't beat you. Okay, the next thing for you to do is either slow your car down.
I heard you. Go ahead and finish your statement, but I got to ask Peanut something. I got to ask him now. Because Peanut, name me five people that you want to race right now.
Name you five people?
Five people that you want to race right now, yeah.
I mean, honestly, it don't really matter to me. If you fit my class, then we're going to race.
I'm doing it for a reason because of what you said. I'm curious to know.
Sam, you right.
Give me five people that you want to race.
Sam, you right. That's all I have to say.
Being unsuccessful with some of these veterans. That he said, you know, that they don't want to race him. So I'm curious to know just give me five people that you want to race.
I said anybody.
N-E-B-O-D-Y.
That's just my class. I don't have no hit list. I don't have nobody that I'm just itching to scratch. I don't have none of that. It's just that if I go to the track and I see people in my class,
anybody,
I'm trying to race.
That's way, you know, that word is just, it's way too many people. So when they say something and you say, no, I want none of that, then you can't, no, don't do that. So don't say anybody because
okay.
You're not, it's not
I
anybody.
Said anybody in my class. That's what I said.
Right. Who in your class? Oh, forget that. No. I don't want to know who you want to race. I want to know who in your class, in your opinion. Who in your class?
I mean, it's a bunch of small blocks.
Give me five people that's in your class. You ain't got to want to race them. That's in your class.
But stock suspension cars, there's a lot of them around here.
Sam,
do you feel like me and you in the same class?
Yeah.
Okay, so you named me five.
No. I want to know what you think.
You name me five. Five is ready right now.
Don't shift the weight.
I just want you to tell me the people that you think. See, because I don't want to sway you. I want you to tell me who you think in your class.
No, you're not going to sway me at all. I promise you, you're not.
You're making it unfair. I don't want to answer the question for you.
Okay, we'll do this better. We'll do one better, Sam. We'll do one better. Hey, Al Jr., you on the mic, right?
Yeah.
Name me five cars that you think fit like me and Sam.
Don't say me.
No, I would. I would do one better for y'all to eliminate both of y'all out of the question. I feel that I'm in both of y'all class, and I would say that y'all would be on my list to race because I'm in both of y'all class, I feel. Brian from Ground & Pound.
I raced him already,
Dick,
but I would give
Monte
him a race
Carlo.
Back. I'll give him a race.
Who you think?
Brian,
who else? Wait. Brian and who else?
I said Brian with the Camaro. You got Vic Toe Tagger. You got Yak Monte Carlo. You got.
I'll race him.
Let me see. Let me keep thinking. Honestly, Lil Vinny could be up and up. Honestly, because I haven't seen the car race nobody yet. So he could be up and up. Me on a motor, I'll take it as a drag racing today. But with y'all, y'all's
okay.
So I would say he'll have to be thrown up in there for now because, you know, I'm not talking about down on him. It's just he haven't raced anybody to show if you should be scared of him or not. So he would have to get thrown in
there. Al, Junior, don't go in. Don't do all that. I want you to name these
names. So look.
Hey,
so look.
Stop doing that.
Hey, so
don't
look.
Give no explanation.
Look.
Just give me the people in his class that he say. Come on with it.
You got
them. Sam,
you stuff. Got Scrap Regal.
I run Scrap.
Keep going. I love
you
this
got
one.
Lil
come
Steven
on.
Malibu.
I run
Lil Steven Malibu.
Who's Lil Steven? Yeah. Canelo. Okay, keep going.
Frankenstein.
I was trying to run Frankenstein. I was under his shirt trying to run him.
I've seen Bam with his Mustang at the track. Bam.
I race Bam. You got Hootie with his Mustang. I race him too.
Hootie, Mustang. You could throw Perm in there.
Johnny with Ground and Pound. Johnny Kyle.
I race him too.
Johnny Malibu.
So
what about that gold Malibu?
You'll race any damn body. From what you say, you'll run Scrap, you'll run Johnny, you'll run you run all these people. I ain't heard you say no, I ain't gonna
all
run
these
them.
People
who
that,
you
all
race?
These people that all these people that he named, I've already asked them to race and they either declined or we was locked in and rain happened. So
you mean to tell me I gotta find somebody for you to race. I see that right now.
Y'all erase that gold Malibu Zayden got?
Nah, me and Steve already talked about something. We gonna save that for later.
Okay, I'm gonna lay dead with that one. Okay, wait a minute. Hold it. Let me go in my Rolodex mind. Wait a minute. Let me see. Man, my man is just on fire right now. all these people that you said, they either declined or something happened. Okay.
Well, Scrap did decline. I can't take that one. Scrap didn't
hey,
decline.
Leon,
I don't know what happened.
Leon,
did decline.
We locked in to go into Michigan, right?
Yeah, but y'all never did come. You
and
never did come back and try to go. Yeah, but you never did
it
come
rained.
Back to
that's what I said.
Put
we
something together.
Locked in and something happened, but don't sit here and say like I ran from y'all or something.
No, I ain't say that. I just heard you say either they declined. I said no, they don't decline.
Leon, Pina said everybody that he named, he tried to race them and they declined. That's what he said.
Right. I know it.
And either something happened or they declined.
Freddie with the Malibu. We would what's his name?
Al, you know what? I think we're missing a little bit of time. If all the people that decline to come on the race, it's gonna be somebody gonna be wanting something.
It's June, Sam.
How many races, and we be on this show every Thursday, how many races that went to the track? I've been to the track 2 weeks in a row. And I ain't seen now one of these people be on this phone, that grudge race, even then even test they car.
Let me open these mic. I got Rob, your mic is open, and then I got Drag, your mic is open. Open them both.
What's happening, fellas?
What up, Drag?
What up?
Good evening, Rob.
Hey, Sam. I believe what Peter is saying is true.
What is he saying that's true, Rob? What is he saying?
Exactly how he's explaining how they respond after you try to get a race with them.
I've heard the same thing too, so I believe what he's saying.
Oh, okay. So yeah, like the I remember you said that you went to like 25 people at an event and now one of them wanted to race you. I remember that.
And you was one of one of the 25. So you laughing at him, Leon. You laughing at Shane.
You're right.
But he was one of the 25.
It's similar.
Hey, well, Rob, when you gonna be ready to run?
Soon, Drag. Soon.
Lee, man, you know I'm getting older and older, man.
Well, I'm gonna put that fairy dust on you so you can stay the same age.
Oh man.
If you do that, I'll let you win.
Oh no, I don't want you that way, man. You're gonna have to get old then, because I don't want you to let me do nothing.
I sure wish you would come try some.
Okay.
They got Liberty cars they're trying to run me with. Six shifts and all type of stuff. I told them boys today, as long as they're mashing that clutch in, bring the Liberty on.
Yeah, I heard.
Ooh, gotta mash that clutch though.
Oh yeah, I heard they was looking for you, Drag.
No, they ain't looking for me. But I done already told them to lock me in. They ain't looking. They want to take a doggone baby pro stock. I told them I'm going to run the baby pro stock. I don't want nothing. Just mash that clutch.
Yeah, well, it is a baby pro stock. Good luck.
I'm going to just put Miss Chevy in my car. Maybe I can get some action.
I'm with you, Drag. Go ahead.
That Oldsmobile is scary.
Yeah, I heard. You got guys on the phone that's listening and on the phone won't run it for some reason. And they got power at us.
You run up.
Name on the rock. Rob, can you put a name on it?
I don't have a power at it, D. And I ain't scared to run them.
He's been trying to run
well,
you with a generic bullet for 2 years.
Well, I don't know nothing about what's generic but cheese, D. So I don't know why y'all keep saying generic like that means something.
It is a generic.
I don't know what that means. All I know is a motor is an air pump. That's all I know. A motor is an air pump. It has no name on it.
We got it from Austin.
It has no name on it. But I wanted to get back to Peanut because I like what he was saying. He got Sham in his feelings.
You got
y'all changed the subject.
Why you got me in my feelings, Rob?
Because he mentioned your name and you just went ham on Peanut.
Hey, Bullet,
no,
I want to ask you a question,
Bullet.
No, we having a dialogue. I'm just everything he's saying, I'm just I'm going in on what he said. That's it. Man,
well, what he
dialogue.
Said is to be true, Sham. It's true.
How you know, Rob? How you know what
you,
somebody
because
really
when I
wrong.
Asked you for a race, Sham, you kindly declined.
Rob.
So
hey,
you
Rob,
was one of those 125.
Rob, we're trying to have a fair dialogue.
I don't know how serious can you get
this,
if I'm telling you what he's saying
this
to be true.
That. This is not that.
You guys build the car to only have one race and bring it to an event and race one time. Why you build it if it can only go down the track one time?
See, now this is a prime example of exactly what we're talking about. Why are you worried about how many times somebody raced? Well, how many times you raced?
Because this is what we're talking about. The whole show is about what other people are doing.
No, that's not what the show is about. That is not. See, you
that's what it sounds like. Because you asking him what is he doing with his car
and
why he ain't doing whatever he's supposed to be doing with his car.
That's what the show is about, Rob. The show is about looking in the mirror and finding who you are in racing. You race somebody.
Well,
not worried about
I find that question, whoever presented that question, is one of the guys is the problem of racing because they scared to go.
Oh, well, Peanut started the question.
Because a person that's not scared to go,
I
Sam,
said Peanut started
they,
the question,
they,
so what you saying?
No, technically, I didn't start that question.
Peanut, would you shut your mouth? I'm not talking to you.
Thank you, Peanut. Thank you, Peanut. Thank you, Peanut. Because I know he think he's slick, but he ain't, that slick.
Hey, Rob,
even if he was greasy with Crisco.
You just shut up before I bring that old over there.
I'm quiet.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, be quiet, Rob. You ain't talking about nothing. Yeah, your mic is open.
I just want to know how the 25 that Bullet say he's drawing on, I want to know what's in him even close to being in his class to racing in. Or was he warming up the Volkswagen?
Okay, well, you want me to, can you ask this question for me, if I name one? Would you say he in my class?
I don't know if I can. I don't know, Bullet, you got to try it. Let me know. Try me.
I'm asking you. If I ask you the question of, if I name the person, would you say he in my class?
Bullet, I said try me, but now this is what you, just said, Bullet. You said one, but you said that you tried to run 25. All you can find is
okay,
one.
Okay, well,
I'm a name. You do everything.
Well, drag didn't have that car, so we can't talk about drag right now.
You ready?
You
run your own last year with those.
You right? Okay, you ready? I'm gonna name the first person off for you. You tell me if he in my class or not. Good or bad? Leon brother with the Malibu.
He in my class.
Ready, run?
I'm asking you, is he in my class? D? These are guys that I tried to get a race with at the track. So, Leon brother, is he in my class?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
I'm done talking to you, D, because I'm not going to even play that game with you. I ain't gonna play that game with you, D. I
that's
waste
all
my
you
time.
Do is play games, though.
I'm
that's
not about to play that game with you, D.
But you draw it on 25.
I ain't about to play with you. You can't even be. Honest, man. It's sad,
it.
D. You can't even be honest.
Why I can't?
You can't be honest.
I don't know
because you're not being honest.
I'm not being honest.
Because
I'm
you're
not.
You playing the game. Well, I ain't gonna play with you.
I don't know if the man in your class or not. That's not being honest. Come on.
I'm not gonna play with you, D. I'm wasting my time. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, brother.
You basing your whole case on one cup.
I'm sorry, brother.
Trouble
I'm sorry, brother.
Yeah, you
I'm
should.
I'm sorry, my brother. I
you
won't do it again.
You should.
You could say who's in my class when it comes with big drag car, but you can't say nothing else. I'm sorry,
first of all,
brother.
I didn't say drag. Hey, boy, let's keep it real now. I didn't say drag was in your class. I said drag has been trying to run you for the last 2 years.
Peanut.
I said drag car was in your class.
Can I ask you a question,
I
Peanut?
I said drag was trying to run you.
Yeah.
Okay, would you, Leon brother in my class with the Malibu?
I don't even know who Leon brother is. I'm going to have to refresh my memory.
That old 70 Malibu.
Yep.
That green.
The green one?
Yeah.
That's not a, if that's how nice is, then, I mean, if he took it off, then yeah, you'd be in your class. Y'all be just,
well, I didn't ask him to take it off, but I appreciate that. Would you say Sham is in my class?
Ooh. Yeah.
I didn't ask him to take it off neither. So, there you go.
Hey, Peanut, if I'm in this class, you're in this class, too. Why you and Rob ain't racing yet?
Rob was trying to book my car for me, so how am I race him?
Thank you.
Why Rob booking your car?
He was trying to book that
the more the merrier. How you get
that's
the money?
Retarded. See, that, there you go.
How you get the money, Sham?
Hey, Gerald. What Gerald at? Hold on. Hold. Gerald.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear that?
Something.
That's the bullshit right there.
Hey,
right
Gerald,
there.
No, it's Gerald, not. Let me ask you a question. Gerald, let me ask you a question.
Yes, it
right?
is.
If I
let's ground the pounders together,
hey,
Sham.
Let me just say this, Peanut.
Gerald,
you don't need
two
Gerald,
and ground the pounders together, Sham. What's the problem with that? Y'all ain't racing each other.
No. We can't have racing each other.
I said you and ground the pound ain't racing each other, sir. Y'all ain't trying.
We can race each other. I did race ground.
You not gonna race each other.
I did race.
Y'all ain't gonna race each other.
I raced Tommy Gunn. They was together.
No,
and he my friend. They still my friend.
Yeah, he raced. You got out, Tommy Gunn with that. Hey Rob, he raced Tommy Gunn with that big Mercer and Jesse was there.
We talking about Lil Johnny. We ain't talking about Tommy Gunn.
Hey,
Rob,
I don't have to run
Little Johnny
about you open
all
got, hey,
Sam. Yeah. Sam. That's what I'm getting my car. I just came on, man. Is you really worried about somebody else racing? Is that what I'm hearing?
Say that again.
Are you really worried about what two guys are racing?
No. Under no circumstance. No.
Please, Sam. I don't know what's going on.
You came in. You got to hear everything. I don't care who races who. And Rob talking about he booking cars and all that. I'm like, man, quit playing with me.
Let him
book. They said they'll race anybody.
It's your job to whoop his ass or get the race going. You heard about the wrong shit.
Okay. I can't, Sam,
a veteran got to teach another veteran about the game.
There's nothing wrong with that, man. Wrong if he's looking peanut top. They ain't never raced each other.
Hey, you know what? Hey, hold on. Ken, when I had my Camaro, didn't I come to you?
I ain't never raced peanut.
I like that.
Don't mean nothing, man. Come on, Sam.
I don't care.
Who raced who? It's the whole point.
I hear that, but I just heard you say, why is he booking peanuts? Why he ain't racing peanuts? I understand that.
It was
Skin, that's because he couldn't get the peanut before I did.
Rob.
You know what? I'm going to say this, though.
The lowest form of a person.
That's how Rob get under y'all skin, man, because y'all worried about what he's doing. If you stop worrying about what he's doing, he won't
be. I ain't worried about what Rob's doing. Rob ain't doing shit.
Man. Yeah, but he booking somebody cop, and you act like you and your feelings.
He ain't booking his car. Now that's what I heard.
I heard you say why he got him a peanut.
Yeah, sound like that to me, Skin. And now you're acting out.
Peanut ain't never
talk about who I'm racing. Why I'm not racing a particular person?
No, I get it.
It was a rebuttal.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, it's that certain shit. When people say it, that don't mean you got to do it back. They make you look bad.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know what? You true, but with certain people, you have to because they're fucking jackass.
Hey, Skin, that's called jealousy, Skin. That's called jealousy.
Let me give you an example, Sam, of what I'm talking about. Let me give you an example. Now, okay, somebody talk about your mama. You might want to talk about their mama. You might give them the same treatment that they give you. But don't belittle yourself talking about, why y'all ain't racing each other? Well, you know they don't race each other, man. They can be cousins or something. You don't know what kin they is or what they is. That's what I'm saying. In the race world, I'm only talking about racing, man. Jugging is jugging, I understand. But come on, man. You on this motherfucker talking about why y'all ain't racing each other. Why you booking this car? Man,
that's
what are you worried about that for?
He jealous.
You want to whoop his ass?
Hey, Skin. Hold. Skin, can you talk to Rob? Talk to Rob too.
I
like that.
No.
Now he's mad.
I think that you. Put it this way. I put you on a high pedestal than Rob.
I'm gonna lay dead.
You a goddamn
Rob say I'm mad. I'm angry. Rob said I'm angry.
You more than Rob right now. Rob on your show.
He said I'm
mad. You hogging back to him. Let Rob say
that. Oh, my God.
Let Rob be little.
And you supposed to be a talk show host, Sam. What is up with that?
God damn, man. Hey, Rob, I'm on your side 100%. You winning, Rob. You a goddamn guest, and he acting like a damn fool. He doing what you do.
Oh, my God.
The fuck is he doing what you do for? He supposed to do what he do.
What?
Right, right.
You think if somebody go around fucking little girls, I'm gonna say fuck it, I'm gonna do it too. I'm gonna do it too.
Oh,
hell no.
That's a horrible example.
I'm giving it to you because that's how I feel about that dumb shit that you're doing. You supposed to be a veteran. You running out here talking about old school. You making the old school look bad, man. Fuck what these young motherfuckers do.
Well,
I consider them old school.
Hey, wait a minute.
I hate to say this, but you is right. He's making you old schools look bad.
Oh my goodness. Rob, you tell it. You're old school. You was racing back in 1989. From what you said, the one race with the Monte Carlo that don't nobody know who it is.
You
old school too.
Shaky, I want to talk. They can't hear me.
But that didn't change
ahead,
nothing
brother,
about saying you make the old school look bad.
I open your mic up, Yak. Go ahead. Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
I want to fuck you up, Sam. Fuck them, me and you.
I'm not ready, Yak. I ain't ready. I ain't ready yet.
I want to get my car in front of the fuck out of you, Sam. Get everybody a show.
I know you
me
will, Yak.
But, Sam, you locked
you
in
will.
For your race.
I ain't
you
ready.
You locked in already.
I ain't ready.
You should be ready.
Rob,
you
I'm
locked
talking
in.
To Yak, Rob. I'm talking to Rob. I'm talking to Yak. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Rob.
Yeah.
Come on this man's show and give him hell.
Yeah, that's what they look for. So I give it to him. I just thought, shit, I thought I seen Sham locked in. I thought he was ready. Yak, you must have scared him.
Yeah, I'm scared of Yak. I'm scared of him.
I'm
scared of
him. Hey,
but I am.
Hey, Peanut, exactly what you said is to be true. I ain't ready or I'm broke. Or I got a race already.
Where my friend at? What skin at? What shorty at?
Unbelievable.
Well, Shannon, that's what you get, goddammit, when you're picking and ain't picking right.
It's unbelievable is all I can say.
They done picked that
ass. They pulled the scab off the wrong show this time.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they picked that.
Well, you must be on somebody else. Okay. I'm looking. Okay, anybody
man.
Else? Y'all just, it's just unbelievable.
Say it again, brother.
My God. Mouth, Preacher Boy, Peanut, Sensei, D-Fan, Gerald, Terrio, Al Jr., White Castle and on your line, Drag, Vic, and Rob.
White Castle?
Yeah, there's some people on his line. That's multiple people on these lines. Those are just the mics that's open right now.
Okay. Man, everybody got
you up.
Well,
you hung up.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm on somebody
hey,
else's phone.
Sam, I'm going to say something that don't nobody like. Getting a shootout, you wouldn't have these problems.
Man,
if you had a shootout, a lot of people
ain't going to get some people in no shootout. That ain't never going to happen.
Man, them shootouts, a lot of people going to have behind it.
Man, ain't no way.
There's going to be a way. If you get in the shootout, and your first matchup is Sham, and then you got somebody up on the other side who's scared of Sham, and you beat Sham, you ain't gonna never get a girls race. Even if you bet Sham $1,000 on the side of the race,
do what you
got to
do to race your car.
Sham's getting his own shadow.
I know. Unbelievable.
I'm
that's
back,
somebody
goddamn it.
I know that ain't
Sham still got them.
Hey, Sham, I didn't say that, Sham. I didn't say you scared of your own shadow, but
I
like
said,
whoever
I
said
it. I just said it's not like somebody that ain't raised nobody in at least or don't raise at all.
Oh, you must be talking about Chemo. Yeah, he don't raise at all.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who it was.
Hey, Chemo.
What'd you say, Rob?
The most they fuck up out of this, you don't race it off.
I said that wasn't me, Sham, so you can't blame me for
that. Oh, no. Nah, that was that goddamn chemo. That was that goddamn chemo, though.
Man, y'all get off.
That was that goddamn chemo. Chemo always want to be a bully because he got a fast car.
Hey, Sam, you know walnuts is good for the digestive system. You know that, right?
Okay. Y'all done? Again, y'all locked in today. I heard y'all locked in today.
Oh.
Charlie, you there?
Huh?
No, it's not. I said I heard y'all locked in today.
Yes.
Hey, did anybody know that it was a street a race out in Mexico this past weekend? Loke versus Edwin with a photo booth. Did anybody know about that? Edwin got away, just for y'all information. I said, oh, really?
Ain't nobody know. I didn't know about that until the race was gonna happen.
Hey,
so
Sam,
that's
cool.
That's
cool. They
snuck
real.
Out there on that.
They
snuck
Sam.
Out there,
huh? Hey, Sam. Tell Edwin I beat his motherfucking ass.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Huh? You gonna beat his ass with what, kid?
I hear Tom.
Oh man.
On the street. Oh, awesome. Don't kill anybody.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
He will blow, and we'll whoop his motherfucking ass.
Oh, my goodness. I'll relay the message.
To infinity and beyond.
On the motherfucking street. Like that sound.
Uh-huh.
Give me a little spot, I'll whoop his ass with common. Fuck it.
Oh, my God.
You never seen him talk. I don't even want to know what he got. I just know he got a G-body. I don't know what movie in it. Don't care. You beat the fuck out of him. Nah. With his world-class driver, we'll whoop his ass, man.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me see something.
Yeah, get him on.
Let me get him on. Hold on.
He's so ready to go get somebody on the show.
Yeah,
you have a fit about you.
Oh, boy.
Well,
you know, I'm
Bill started everybody over here drunk. They said, yes, you are. Everybody over here drunk.
Rob, what happened,
Rob? The driver is drunk. The food is drunk. Every motherfucker is drunk. We got whores over here, man. Chicken ass. Hey, stop.
Hey, I ain't racing you, man. I'm going out of
town. Oh, okay. I'm going out of town.
Hey,
so I'll be
Charlie. I'm going to tear your ass up, man.
I said, what you want to do? They say you're going to kill it.
beyond.
I'm waiting on.
Oh man.
I'm waiting on that motherfucker.
Hey, 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 hey,
yeah.
Man, what's up with that noise?
Yeah, Sam.
Yeah. Hold on, get Adwan on.
I'm on here.
Oh, there you go.
Adwan, what you want to do? I heard you been kicking ass with some cop.
I ain't done nothing with what cop?
Javier cop. The photo note.
Knock that shit off. We gotta run your head up.
What, you running on motor?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll run your head up with my super fucker. I'll run you on my car.
No, you won't.
You ain't
I'll run your head up with RBL,
yes,
cop.
I just told you RBL friend is cop. I'm going to run you with my car, my brand new car.
All right, well, I'll run RBL cop ready for you, Big Sam Ray.
Okay, we'll
hello?
Be. You waiting on Big Sam?
Okay.
I thought you wanted to run in the street. What do you mean?
I will on the motor.
Nah, no, we playing on the street.
Man. Oh man, look.
I just told you running on motor. I'll run you with my new car. My goddamn super. You ain't nobody.
What, that damn super?
Yeah.
No, that shit ain't gonna happen.
Why not?
No, not me. I'll try you. You want to knock that shit off my RBL car? I'll run.
I'm just saying, I ain't never seen your car. I don't know what you got.
But I'll run RBL car. I'll spray a Sam Race.
Man, you
said it so
much. You got a small block?
Yes.
7 years. I like that. We're going to try it.
All right.
All
right.
Okay.
I see you on the 18th, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Anybody else? Oh, knew that was going in.
This gun will be banned under this bill. This gun will be banned.
Anybody else? Nobody.
Hey, Shorty. Sean ready to shut the show down because Rob been on his ass.
Rob been on his ass. Why don't you go and find something to do? That's what you have, man. Don't worry about what I'm doing on this show.
You won't be watching it. Just from Sean Rowe.
Damn,
legislation, a full vote to kind of speak, although without Republican support, it is not expected to pass any legislation in the Senate.
Do anybody else got anything?
Thank
you.
I'm over here working for you.
Hey, Pratt, where you at, Pratt?
Where's Peter? FDK. Where's FDK?
Headquarters.
I'm going to get your ass out.
Oh, man.
You just doing what they told me.
Yes, sir. I love you.
Just tell them what they told me.
Man, they keeping it tight. They keeping it tight.
They sick of us. They say you got the break. They say they sick of us.
Man, I already told them niggas what's up. They know what's up.
They say they sick of us.
I don't want no break. Run the head up.
You just move.
I want to do three love and I've got a child now.
Thank you, Mo. He's in bed now. All the old folks gone home. He's in bed now. Go home.
Three love, man. He gonna run.
You're going to run me without me.
I like that.
What car? Ooh, look at
that. With that motherfucking plastic ass Camaro.
Shake it.
Yeah. Hey, so I don't know with that car. I told Travis was pulling his tire ass out. This is all over you with. Travis here. It's all over you with.
Lock him in, Travis. You ain't
know. Family affair. Family affair, bro.
What you waiting on,
Scrappy?
Man, Boston should win this motherfucker.
This should be Golden State. Oh, Lord.
Man,
oh,
Golden State, you got weak.
It's a long time, but
Hey, Finn, right now, you can't afford to miss. Boston ain't missed a bucket. They shooting their eyeballs out right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Fucked up over here. Man,
I don't care if they go Golden State got time.
They're going to run
now. Man, them people.
They
want Boston to win. Ain't no secret who I want to win.
Better 100.
I ain't been to down. Give me 6 points, motherfucker.
I want them to win.
Man, give me a
Here.
Go hey, to hey, the I tried to bet at the beginning of the game. I want 6 points in Boston. I'm betting on everything. I want 6 points in Boston. Come on.
Hey, Timo. Timo, I'm going to do the mad man. I'm going to bet you $10.
There you go.
Good bet, though. Come on, bet every game.
I'm betting every motherfucking game.
That's a good game.
I ain't grabbing hold of nobody. Not right now. He worried about Rob booking his car. That Rob, what you want to book? Fuck Rob. Beat Rob ass or get the fuck out of the way.
I heard they called
Rob. 9 out of 10, Rob ain't going to eat Rob. What the fuck you worried about? He ain't doing nothing.
I'm looking for those motherfuckers about 1 or 2 o'clock. I heard they called with me.
Oh, who name?
I want to beat me a motherfucking ass, Sam. Now I got damn near 2 races, and you worried about what Rob booking. Fuck Rob. Get on the lane. God damn it. A veteran got to stand up, man. All they need, motherfuckers, I got to keep on bailing you motherfuckers out. Shit. I'm sick of this shit now.
Damn, shut her up.
Hey, Jail. All you old cripple motherfuckers, I'm tired of bailing you old
motherfuckers
out
here.
Hey, man, who on the intercom, man? Oh, Lord. Boston just shot their eyes out, man.
Yes, they did.
Hey,
man, it's still a whole bunch of time left.
I'm going to take Boston for 100, motherfucker. I'm picking you. Timo, yeah. I'm going to take Boston for 100. Fuck it, in 4 minutes left.
Let me turn the game on.
Turn it on. We got 4 minutes or something left, motherfucker.
Ooh, wait. He missed.
Give me
he
Boston for 100, motherfucker.
It's over, ball. It's over.
It ain't over. It's 4 minutes so motherfucking long. Is you crazy?
Man, look at that. Ooh, wait. It's
long in the motherfucker. You crazy, motherfucker.
Hey, Sim, go and say that, by the way.
Hey, Leon, would you be quiet? Let me lose
no.
my money.
Well, you should have battled with the egg. Okay.
Hell no. I'm betting when the fuck I feel comfortable. Fuck is you talking about?
That was 2 minutes ago, nigga. It's 3 minutes now.
I want it. No, it's 3 minutes and 47 seconds.
It's three, man.
Better 100, keep on.
No, I won't talk about the game. Come on back to the talk show, Sam.
Beat your motherfucking ass. Me on a ooh-wee and kicking ass.
I tell you what we do. We bet on the next game.
Man, my next game ass, nigga.
Hey,
you know,
Sam. Hey, Sam.
I told y'all that every game give me 6 points. Give me 6 points. And
this
man,
is a race talk show, man.
This ain't no race shit. Ain't no motherfucking race.
Every time, it never fails. Hey, Cam, where you at, man? Let's finish talking about the talk.
They're Golden State. I want 6 points the most. They're the underdog. Come on. Man, that's a race. Come on.
Fuck the race, Jimmy. Fuck the show.
Come on.
Man, this nigga talking about the basketball, man.
I'm going to take you head up on this game. I want 6 points in that game. 100. Come on. Come on.
I give you 400.
No, I don't want that. I don't want that, Kimo. You know I don't fold. I don't fold. I told you what the fuck I want. If you want to do this, you don't. Well, I take this game, head the fuck up. It's fucking 4 minutes now. 3 minutes and 47 seconds. That's 4 minutes. You know Golden State shoot a motherfucker like that. Come on. Get your ass down. You like the red bone? Where Mr. D at?
Ooh, that boy's ain't missing.
Man, neck of my dick. I don't bet on neck. I'm betting on now. Fuck is you talking about? You don't fuck about no damn neck. They're throwing to give me 6 points on the neck. So I can't even get called up.
It's over, y'all.
Next guy, you got 6 points, motherfucker. $100. Get busy.
Bet, motherfucker. I got Boston and 6 points.
Bet.
Tell him.
Bet. You got to bet, keep on.
All right, man, go on mute. Sam,
we can't talk about
y'all
figuration. We can't calm it off, Kimo.
Motherfucker.
Okay.
All right.
So, Sam, did y'all come up with the answers to all them people who was making them statements and they got all the answers and the questions?
No.
Did y'all come up with
it? No, because Rob came on and just disrupted the whole show. No, we didn't even get to a conclusion.
Oh,
no.
Okay, I bet Golden State win the series for 5 points.
Oh, Lord.
Man, you wasting your time.
Y'all locked, man.
I'm not never betting that. Never in life. I just said that 19 times. I'm betting on any game.
Hey, Skid, y'all got a bet already. Can me and Sam continue on talk?
Fuck the
Sam. Damn. Now, you mean to tell me you let Rob came over and just change the whole show around?
Man,
all that
man
do is laugh at Rob like he laughing at me. This man gonna come talking about why you booking peanut cop? Who gives a fuck who guy he booked, man? Fuck him. Fuck him. I hope he booked your cop. And I think I can win. I hope he booked your goddamn cop, man. I don't give a fuck who guy he booked. How you gonna stop a motherfucker from being friends? If a motherfucker wanna book somebody else car, they allow him to. What the fuck can you do about it?
Not absolutely nothing.
Tell me when I'm saying something wrong. Man, fuck him.
I told you to try everything.
We done put holes in that.
Man, what is that noise? Somebody is on the microphone.
Trying to show that Rob ain't gonna race or Rob this or Rob that. You make the whole goddamn show about Rob.
No, not hard.
Goddamn veteran. Man, fuck him.
It was a
veteran, man.
What'd that say?
Yeah.
Boy, you so funny. You got their bitch. Hilarious.
You got their bitch.
All I can say.
Every time I'm trying to help you, got them bitch. I got to bail your ass out. Motherfuckers always digging it
over.
Got to bail your ass
out. Make no sense. Oh. Oh, they call the foul.
Goddamn, making the veteran look bad and shit.
Hey, Skin.
Leon.
No, to be honest, they don't make the – yeah.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. No, they don't make the veteran look bad. That make the people – the person who's doing all that talking, he want a race, but every time somebody try to give him a race, he don't want that. He want to pick somebody else.
I know that, but
oh
just let his ass talk. Let him look crazy.
Look at that.
Let him look stupid.
Man.
I need to phone, bro. I can mute the fucking mic. I told you that goddamn Boston will expose their pussy. Man, Golden State will hold on all the way to the end, and they run out of gas.
I bet you they don't win this series.
They're
going to
run out of gas. I'm going to run out of chemo, motherfucking life.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like it hurt.
Cham, don't get excited. As though I'm going to say, pop me some popcorn now.
That's what you better do, and sit on the couch.
Uh-oh.
You ain't got nothing to lock this fuck in. That's what you can do now. Now you
who
can do
is
that
talking?
Now.
Who is that?
I'm going to see. Hey, hold, Cham. Don't do that, Cham. I'm going to see if you can make me sit on the couch. Lock the fuck in. And you ain't got to come off the trailer. Mm-hmm. I stopped you from talking.
Who is that talking to you, Leon?
I stopped you from talking.
A tough motherfucker.
That's that old ragman jack.
That dumbass. Man, yeah, you ain't going to do nothing but smile at a motherfucker. Show your appreciation. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, Ben, she hit me in the mouth the other day. I got 4 teeth left.
Who did that?
My old lady. I called
you
the
a
police.
Goddamn.
Hey, yeah. That means you was talking too much. That's what happened.
Hey,
I just
want
to talk.
What up, Scrap?
Hey, Kimo, you got 6 points in Boston tonight. 400.
Hey, Skin, y'all already got a bet, man.
I want to know. Shut the fuck up, Leon. You got 6 points in Golden State, Kimo.
Hey, Sam, hang the show up, man. Fuck.
Hang it up. Who gives a fuck? You got 6 points, Kimo, for 100 tonight. Motherfucker.
Sam, you ain't get up, Sam. I'm sorry, Yak. You ain't going to get nothing in no way. You already got a bad name on that for sure.
She ain't going to raise nobody talking about how many teeth you got left in his mouth. Woman is, y'all can talk about woman knocking teeth out. I can't talk about y'all. Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
She's talking about racing.
Man, I'm talking about
no damn
racing.
Man,
knock the teeth out.
Yeah, fuck.
Hey, Skin, I know how to shut you up. Why don't you come up and cut my grass, help cut my grass tomorrow for you to shut the hell up.
I'm quiet.
No, don't get quiet.
Stay on up.
I got hair from a cut already. Yeah, I do my ride. You ain't have to do no push, just ride.
Yeah, I'm going to be sweating, though.
I got hair put on me.
Did they call them, huh? I'm sorry, yeah. They promised me.
They know I'm going to be out of time.
They said something, huh? That was what you told me, dude.
Who are you talking about?
I just left them over there. Got them for the education. I just left them over there. I just left them over there. Right there, man. They promised me they gonna pass money.
They gonna fucking break
them weapons.
What up, Leon?
Y'all go there and tell him. Y'all put the TNT back in.
That's a PB blaster. That's like the PB blaster as well.
Hey, yes. You hear popcorn? Listen at it.
Y'all got some popcorn. Y'all got some collie grip with you?
Man, fuck y'all. I never
hey,
had
you got some party grip. Well, you need some of these little moves. I got some little moves over here.
Nigga, I never had a full sitting with that cheek.
I put these grips in your ass.
Hey, hold on. Hey, shorty.
Yeah.
Hey, who the fuck is Daryl Gaines?
Daryl Gaines?
I don't know. I just on Facebook, a motherfucker got that Ariel and Jaguar. That's why he gonna be at the race. He want a better motherfucker. I ain't never seen him in my life. She won't
I'm
bet.
I'm out to look.
I don't
hold
know.
On.
I
gotta
go to Walmart.
I'm out to look and see. I might know when I see his face. Let me see.
Hey, they say Tony Bass knocked his fans off somebody's ass tonight. Oh, boss, crack.
Boss, what's the most favorite verse?
Knocked his fans off his ass tonight.
That's how I see the man over there. He's saying, what happened to you at the fire? What happened to you? Now he's coming out short. You see how
you say, what happened?
I said, now he's coming out to be celebrated.
I'm trying to come out. I had that motorcycle accident. I'm all fucked up. I'm trying to get that open.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to get there.
Okay. About 2-3 o'clock. I got to open it for ass.
Yeah.
I got to open it for ass. I thought she wanted to goddamn get checked in. Hello.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to get there. I ain't going to even lie to you. I'm sure I'm trying.
Your reservation number is here. Your cake was already approved.
No worries
about it. I'm trying to get you to sign your signature. Yeah, fine.
Take
right
it to John. That John Hancock, huh?
Hey, okay. Go back over here. We have the flames over here.
I don't see the goddamn race.
Say Jack Ball versus goddamn it. I think Abriel or something. Yeah, I think it's Jack Ball versus Gabriel. Sam posted it up.
Time.
Yeah, Jack Ball versus Gabriel.
Yeah, do your work, they're going to test all the ass up. They're going to stand right here. Who they told me this?
Time.
You going to test all the ass up.
Yeah, this is Daryl Gaines. I don't know who he is, but okay, you got it.
Boston, y'all got to the big end and we
landing clock. I'm going to see some on the street. Lord, there was something about Louis.
Hey,
what you
doing, man? Tony Bass, a bad motherfucker, man. Tony Bass, ran that damn Mustang.
Tony Bass is a bad motherfucker. I just love Louis.
Look at the white caps over there.
Leon, didn't I tell you your ass wasn't coming today?
Who said that? Who said that, Lamar? Who said that?